Welcome to another IBM Customer Case Study podcast. Today's podcast takes us to IBM Pulse, the industry's premier service management event. Here, Walter Bowser, Corporate Vice President of Maintenance and Construction, and Jay Thomas, Corporate Director of Project Management for Six Flags Entertainment, spoke about their company's move to enterprise asset management with IBM Maximo Asset Management Software. For over 50 years, Six Flags has been providing thrilling, world-class entertainment to millions of people. As the world's largest regional theme park company, with 19 parks across the United States, Mexico, and Canada, Six Flags has thousands of assets to maintain, from rides to building equipment. Let's listen to some of Walter's and Jay's comments.
For years, many of us have discussed the importance of a centralized maintenance management system through some leadership changes in the company and a big push for effectiveness and efficiencies. The opportunity just presented itself that this was the right time. Jay and I and some other folks looked at different vendors and suppliers and vetting it all out. Just, you know, Maximo and the IBM solution seemed to fit us best.
We have an 18-month implementation plan that we've put in place, and we've just begun on February the 14th. We just went through our immersion training class, and then we're starting the workshops, and then we'll go over the course of the five-week period where we're going to be defining the processes, identifying the best practices, and then basically designing the backbone of the system to operate and to install into our properties. We'll start with one Six Flags location, and once that's in, we'll start the next property. We brought a team together. It's made up of a variety of domain experts, including maintenance directors from several of our parks, and then also domain experts from purchasing, engineering, finance. And as we determine what the best practices are and identify those best practices out in the park, we'll pull those in.
In our business, we're broken down into two facets. You know, we have the ride side and the facility side. And from a rides perspective, we're very structured in what we do and how we go about the preventative maintenance and the rehabilitation of these rides, dictated and mandated both by the OEM as well as regulatory environments. So I think trying to schedule that work in our operating season to be able to best utilize our manpower and reduce the overtime and just become more efficient and more effective at the way we do our business. From a corporate standpoint, it's going to give us the ability to do a lot of cross-park comparisons and understanding the utilization of our resources, both on the equipment front and the personnel front. It'll help us to make decisions regarding staffing, capital. We have a large capital expense line every year, and how we manage that capital, whether it be asset maintenance infrastructure or marketable type attractions. This system, I think, will help us understand what our facilities need and how we better manage the spend of our dollars. Our number one priority is safety of our guests and our employees. Where I think I see some great opportunity here, the record keeping and the auditing, right now it's very manual. We've got boxes and boxes of handwritten documents. I think this will allow us the opportunity to better retain that information for the regulatory bodies. I think also down the road, whether it's OSHA, whether it's NFPA, whether it's ASTM, whatever the state and local federal governments are going to impose on us, it just gives us a better tool as opposed to just that manually generated document.
The great thing is you'll be able to tie the safety procedures to the task.
Exactly.
And so then they'll be top of mind whenever they're going through a particular item that may require you to use a particular safety.
That's a great point. Right now, we train all of our employees on safety. They go through refresher courses on an annual basis. We have weekly meetings and monthly meetings, and they're all documented. If we establish a job plan, and in that job plan or in that task, you know, is the list of things that he's going to perform. And at the top, it's right there. I think that extra level can only improve the opportunity for them to make sure that they're adhering to our guidelines.
We've been listening to Walter Bowser, Corporate Vice President of Maintenance and Construction, and Jay Thomas, Corporate Director for Project Management for Six Flags Entertainment. Thank you for joining us today. This has been another IBM Customer Case Study podcast. For more information, visit ibm.com/Tivoli.